Mornings on Shay with the Biggs and Barr Show. Shay 106.
Good morning. It is the Biggs and Barr Show. I am Jason Barr. That's Jamie.
Hey there. Good morning.
We are missing one member today. An unscheduled absence.
Yes.
We don't know where he is. So we literally have a real life situation of where's Baldo today?
Baldo!
Where are you?
Like, I'm guessing I know where he is.
Same, yeah.
His bed.
His toasty bed.
Because we tried to call him a few times, and I think his phone is off. The battery probably died. And just goes straight to the voicemail.
Baldo!
So,
I think I know what's happened here.
What's happened?
So, Chris Biggs has become kind of a self-proclaimed TikTok star.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he spends a lot of his day on the old TikTok.
It's true. He's a big deal.
So he may have wasted a bunch of his battery more than normal. Looking and scrolling through all the likes and views of his latest TikTok video.
That's a possibility.
And then the battery, he's like, I don't need to plug it in.
Right.
And then the battery
died.
He did. Yeah, he should have.
Here's another possibility.
Okay.
If you recall, today's pretty special day.
Mm.
It's Draw a Bird Day.
Yes, it is.
And we were going to have a competition of all of us who could draw birds. And
on Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, and I think maybe he was up late practicing his bird drawing and probably slept in. We have a call. Maybe it's him.
Oh, do you? Oh, maybe it is. See. Okay, I'll see.
Good morning, Shay. Is this Chris?
Hey, it's Peter.
Oh, hi, Peter. Hey, Peter. We're looking for Chris. Baldo's not around.
I know. I'm just listening to you guys. Where is he? I'm getting worried.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's in his bed.
Yeah, I'm going to drive. Look, I'm going to drive by. Don't even give me his address. I'll just figure it out.
Okay.
I'm going to throw some rocks at his window and say, get the F out of bed, boy.
Okay. Well, that's very kind of you, Pete.
No, the other thing I want to say, I'm really happy. You know why?
No, why?
I won the Shea Senator Watch Hockey Night in Canada contest.
Oh, that's amazing.
Did, eh?
That's awesome.
Woo! So, boys, I got the call and the email yesterday from Rogers, and I'm gathering some friends and family. We're going to do it up royal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Saturday night, I'll be on there. Ron McLean, Curtis Joseph is the alumni specialist.
Wow.
And got some. If you guys have any questions, I don't know much about. I'm not a huge I'm a hockey fan, but I'm not one of those crazy hockey fans.
We just have the one question, Pete. Where's Baldo?
Yeah,
today?
We only care about Chris right now.
If he's not back, then I'm on national TV on first intermission.
Okay,
I'm gonna anybody know where Baldo is?
Anyone. Please do that.
Please do that and then say the name of our show.
Yeah,
for sure.
The actual name.
Are you kidding me? Behind me is going to be Sens, Shea 106, the legend. I swear to God.
Awesome.
Watch the show.
Perfect. Oh, thanks.
I don't know if they'll edit it or not, but it is your contest, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right.
Like, you guys want pictures or anything? You got to go. I love you.
Yeah. It's all right. Thanks, Pete.
Pete's a great guy.
Love Pete.
I don't honestly know what he's talking
about. I don't know.
Baldo!
That's all we're talking about.
So if you know where Chris is, like if you're his neighbor or something, like
if anyone's like, this is terrible, if anyone's like driving north on Conroy or Bank or anything like that, or you see like some four ways on the side of the road, it might be Chris. I hope not.
So we'll continue to look for Baldo, and we got whole bunch of other stuff to do today.
Baldo!
Giving you money.
Oh, yeah.
We will draw a bird. Oh! There he is.
There he is. What is it?
Just texted me. Phone died on charger my way.
On charger.
So we found Baldo.
We found him.
Right
there
on.
There you go.
Baldo!
There he is.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, another stay-at-home order is in effect. Expected to last for 4 weeks. You probably heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced following the criticism that the province not doing enough to stop the spread of the virus. So stores providing essential goods will remain open, but will only be permitted to sell grocery and pharmacy items. Non-essential retail can still sell stuff, but just for curbside pickup or delivery. Premier Doug Ford says the provinces will start vaccinating people aged 18 and older if you live in a COVID-19 hotspot. And that would include teachers and essential workers living or working in those areas. And they have mobile teams, and they have a bunch of buildings, like like some residential buildings, faith-based centers finally being used for something useful, and large employers in like big hotspots, I guess conference rooms yep. that no one's using and stuff like that. So that's good. Probably should have been doing that from the start. Can you tell someone's personality, what it's like just from the type of music they listen to? Apparently, new reports is yes. They think, if you're wondering if you listen to Shay, what your personality is like, according to this report, people that prefer, quote, intense dimension genres like hard rock or heavy metal tend to show a bias towards systemizing or logic-based thinking rather than showing empathy at all.
Oh, really? So this went deep. This wasn't just like, they're mad.
No, I could.
This went deep. Okay.
Like, we could, if I read the report, like, out loud from start to finish, it would take most of the show.
Oh, wow. Do it.
Oh, maybe I'll put a link.
Do
people
it.
Can read on their
That's
own.
A great idea.
Jack Campbell made 32 saves for his franchise record 10th straight victory as the Leafs defeated the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. That's a great story. Oilers and Senators meet again tonight here in Ottawa. Edmonton won 4-2 last night. So it's the final meeting of the season between those two teams. Ottawa's last chance to beat Edmonton because they've won all previous eight games. So Winnipeg Captain Blake Wheeler out indefinitely. Won't be on the ice when they take on the Canadiens tonight. He got elbowed in the head
by
Brady Tkachuk. I didn't see it.
It was like looked like he didn't touch him.
Really?
It looked like Wheeler took a dive, but then he got back to the bench and his face was cut.
Really?
It looks, the angles make it look like he doesn't touch him at all, but he obviously, more than a graze enough to.
He stayed in the game, said he felt fine, but obviously afterwards, not the case. Toronto Blue Jays open their 2021 home schedule today against the Los Angeles Angels.
Their home schedule.
Yeah, in Dunedin, Florida. Dustin Johnson going to try and become the first repeat winner at the Masters in nearly 20 years when they tee off today at Augusta National. Tiger Woods last accomplished that feat in 2002. He won't be playing this year because he's still recovering from the injuries of his car crash.
How fast was he going?
Yeah, they say he was driving twice the speed limit when he crashed his vehicle back in February, traveling 84 to 87 miles per hour in a 45 zone. So he wasn't impaired or anything like that, but they said his foot was full on the gas when he crashed. So he was seeing what that Hyundai could
do. The Buick.
Was it a Buick?
Oh, yeah, always. He always drives a Buick.
Yeah, I thought it was because on the side of it was it just said Genesis.
Is that what it was? I thought it was a Buick. Because he always drives a Buick.
Yeah, it wasn't his car, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think it was his head alone. But anyway, he's not playing. He's all banged. Sunny today, 22. We'll probably break a heat record for this day here in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, some sun, some cloud, and 23. Probably some showers at night. But Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and 21. Right now, it's 7. And that's the latest.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show. Shay Stafe.
Good morning. It is a lovely Thursday.
Yeah.
We're awaiting the arrival of our friend Baldo.
Baldo!
Chris Biggs. He had some alarm trouble this morning, and that's fine. It happens to everyone. You know, we won't dwell on it or harp on it at all. We won't bring it up at a later date. We won't reference the number of times he has missed the start of the show, because that's not what friends do.
No, no way.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Not to be on time. Hey, it's Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
I'm not Jamie. My apologies to you two gentlemen.
Well, you already did. You brought us McMuffin.
I did. Yeah.
All is forgiven. I did. We were even mad.
So. Why, what happened? Did something happen? I forgot.
Well, I was late.
Oh, I didn't even know. I had forgotten.
Because
of McMuffins.
Oh, McMuffins make everything go back. Oh, okay,
anytime I get a little bit of melted processed cheese, everything sort of is better in the world.
Baldo!
I'm so glad you found that clip.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some good things.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal is a beaut.
He sure is.
He really is. I love his commentary. I love when he does anything extra in entertainment. He's always hilarious.
Yeah.
But apparently he's a super good dude, too. He surprised a stranger.
Yeah.
In the Atlanta area. He just walked into a jewelry store and offered to pay for an engagement ring that this guy had on layaway.
Well, he was there for some other reason. He was buying jewelry, and he heard the guy talking about how he's making payments. And he talks about it, right?
Yeah. I went in there to get some loop earrings. And I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had an autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed.
Now, that's nice.
What they left out of that clip, I saw the actual video. He says, you know, I don't do it to get out, but this I've obviously been filmed doing it. So
yeah, he doesn't talk about it much.
No,
but he does every time he goes out. He tries to do a nice thing because he's got more money than most humans.
Right.
So he just does nice things.
And there's a certain level of wealth you hit where day to day things don't dent you. You know what I mean? Like it's not exactly. Like he's buying people homes.
No,
but, like just pay off $3,000 or whatever, $2,000.
Even if it was $10,000thing, you know,
and it's not. Probably felt even better about it because the guy with the engagement ring said, nah, man, you don't have to do that. And he was like, well, now I have.
and these aren't people asking for it.
No, not at all.
That's the other thing. He's just listening in and being, you know.
Being Shaq.
So just so you know, whenever you see Shaq around, just start talking like you owe a lot of money.
How much do I owe on this house?
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is going to happen. Oh, I can't pay this mortgage.
And then there'll be a story come out with Shaq wouldn't even pay for this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because he doesn't have to. He's just a nice guy.
Because you have to start walking around with the headphones so you can pretend like you didn't hear everybody saying that stuff now.
I imagine he pays for a lot of stuff because you always see videos of Shaq somewhere with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, doing
like,
something.
Doing something. Some athlete, Francis Ngannou, the new UFC champion.
Yeah.
There was a video of him I saw just picking Shaq up.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just hanging out.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. They're at a gym, but still.
95% of the pictures with Shaq are hilarious because they go up to his ribs, no matter who they are.
Whoever he's standing beside is up to
his armpits.
Even Francis Ngannou is a frighteningly large man, like a child next to him.
And if you don't watch basketball, Shaq is the man that blocks out the sun when he walks into a room.
Like almost 8 feet tall.
Yeah. So if you see this monster human being come in, just start talking about debt you have, and he'll squash it for
you. Payments.
Or it's like even if you're at a restaurant, like you're buying something at the counter, and he's like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen.
Shaq, be like, I'll get it, my man.
All his friends, we do that stuff all the time now.
Too. Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure. Anyway, that's a nice story.
Don't even think about it, Chuck.
Come on, Shaq. I got a gambling debt here.
No way, Chuck.
Jamie's best two impersonations at once. What a great day.
Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley.
Yeah. What a
mix
great
in that
day.
Dude from Silence of the Lambs and man. What a show.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Oh, wise Jamethy, keeper of the Dougies. What do we have?
Oh, yes, sir. So this guy calls in a lot to the Dougie Line.
Okay.
And he's like 50-50. 50-50 great, 50-50 this.
Okay.
I don't want to discourage
him. It's pretty wild how... You know, successful we've made everyone's favorite fast food chain. But I just took a good look at my Big Mac, and the only thing that I wanted to eat on there was the sauce. Really, take a look at your next McDonald's meal and tell me it's not the sauce that does it.
Well, it adds to it.
Yeah, sure, it adds to Big Mac, but like I'm not just a meat, cheese, and bun person, like wherever I go.
Yeah.
Those BK stackers were all right. They were just meat and cheese and bun.
Oh, yeah.
They were all right. But I still thought, it'd be better with like some ketchup and mustard on it.
The McDonald's, like if you just get a plain hamburger, like plain.
Yeah.
You're not getting a ton of flavor.
What?
But you mean like just a hamburger with meat and bun?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no.
Nothing else on it. No ketchup, no cheese.
Oh, I see.
Just meat and a bun. It's a little lackluster.
Of course,
no
doubt. It's the whole flavor experience in your mouth. But like I don't really like eating tomatoes, but if you put one like some tomatoes on a burger, I enjoy it.
Sure, but it's a fast food burger. Like they're cranking out thousands of them an hour.
What does this fellow expect?
You're not gonna get some gourmet Wagyu burger. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you expect they were marinating it overnight for you or something?
But
your standards, friend.
Yeah. I knew a fellow who would order a Big Mac. No pickles and just mayo instead of Mac sauce.
Oh?
Just mayo.
Mayo, no pickles.
That's disgusting.
I'm not a specialty burger sandwich order guy. Like, I'm not picky that way. No. I go to a fast food place, I know what I'm getting. I just order it. I don't make life hard for the fast food people. Maybe because I worked in fast food for like 7 years. But
even my son, who's super picky, I will order it regularly and just pick off the stuff I don't want. Yeah. He doesn't want.
It's easier, and you don't piss off the workers inside.
Yeah.
I think as a child, my mother tried to dupe me. We'd go to McDonald's. I'd be like, "Are these onions?" And I grew up thinking it was rice on the McDonald's burgers because they come so small, right?
Yeah,
I grew up thinking that was rice.
It's hard to replicate. I try and chop those up that small at home.
But not that small anymore.
Oh, no?
Really?
Not like the tiny little itty bitty bits. No, they're actually like, yeah. But man, it's McDonald's. Like, you know what you're getting. Just eat it. Shut up.
And enjoy.
Yeah.
We got a call about wood, eh?
About wood?
Oh, okay.
Hey, boys. You guys are talking about lumber and its astronomical price. It's pretty crazy. We do renovations in homes, and we know a guy in the area who was like, oh, well, there's going to be a lumber shortage, pro tip, this summer, apparently, again. So he just went ahead and bought 16 train cart loads of lumber, knowing he's going to need it, and you might not be able to get it. It's crazy. We were taking down some walls, and I took every drywall screw and spike out of that lumber so we could reuse it, because that stuff is gold right now.
Absolutely.
Anyways, awesome show, boys. Keep up the good work. See ya.
Yeah.
Smart idea. There's probably a bunch of people who just chucked all that stuff before lumber started going up in price. Like, man, we should have kept.
And if you're a kid, teenager looking for a summer job.
Oh, yeah.
Go work for like a framing company, just taking screws and nails out of lumber. That'll get you in. That's a foot in the door. Make some good money.
My kids did something like that when they were young teenagers. There was a guy who used to recycle all the old aluminum windows, and it was their job to go and take a pair of pliers and rip all the rubber out of them. So they got paid pretty well for it.
Yeah,
got to
sit
outside and have a nice lunch break.
That guy who bought all those train cars or whatever full of lumber, if you want to drop off 114 1x6s and I'm giving an address because I got a bill of fence. Is that it for the Dougies?
That's it for the Dougies.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Also a jerk. Well, maybe he's just smart.
Oh.
It's not like he was hoarding PPE.
No, he's using it for his business. You all right there?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Got up late. Didn't have my normal hour and a half to clear the phlegm out of my throat.
Oh, so. I see. I thought you were going to say, I didn't get enough rest. I woke up late.
No, I got great rest. I went to bed early and everything.
Wow.
No, I have one.
Fresh as a daisy.
I have one of those, side topic, but I have one of those chargers that you just put your phone on that sits on your nightstand.
Fancy.
It's like a pad.
Uh-huh. Expensive.
They're not. You get them for like $8.
Yeah, they're not expensive. I have one in my car. It came with it.
You're supposed to play alone.
Anyways.
Oh, sorry.
But if you don't put the phone perfect.
He's so rich.
My gold iPhone charger.
Yeah, anyway.
But if you don't put the thing flat, like perfectly on the pad.
Oh, it doesn't work?
It doesn't charge. But the light changes. And I could have swore, I check every night because I'm terrified this was going to happen. And the light changed. But I guess maybe I bumped it in the night or something and knocked it off and my phone died. And then my alarms don't go off and my phone's dead. So therefore, I'm late.
It's okay. I'm not
And you can play your Baldo clip and make fun of me all day.
Baldo!
And that's it.
Making fun?
You gotta get.
Did you get an Egg McMuffin out of the deal, guys? Did you get an Egg McMuffin out of the deal?
No, it was great. Yeah. Like I said to Jamie before you got here, I'm happy when you're late. You usually bring us a treat. It doesn't bother me at all.
All right.
Come on, I don't pay your salary, so I don't. The boss might be upset, but I'm good with it.
Shh. Well, let's stop talking about it.
Sure. Okay. He won't know. He doesn't listen before 7.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Okay. Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You were drinking coffee.
Jesus.
Chris meant to say fire.
Fire, yeah.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What do you think your future self will remember about you now?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not very much. I have a terrible short-term memory. Maybe in like 30 years I might remember now, if I'm still alive.
I have a real tough time. I have an awful long-term memory, but I also have a tough time, like, associating dates. Like, you know, people are like, oh, that was in 1996.
Yeah,
like,
no
I have
idea.
No clue.
Zero. Yeah, you're real bad at that.
Couldn't even narrow it down to, like, 5 years.
Like, when you go to get any surgery like I did on my eyes at Herzig, right? They say, have you had any previous surgeries?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I have my appendix out, but I have no idea when it was.
No clue.
Really?
Like, I don't remember if it was in the 90s or the 2000s.
Some people are so good at
pretty
that.
Pretty sure like, it was in the 2010s.
Like back in 87, this happened. I'm like, what? How do you have any idea? Like, I remember the event happening, but I have no clue what year it was. Zero.
I know it for sure. I know how many, like, I'm... Like, Chris, one time you say we've known each other for almost 25 years, which was like right. 15, sure. But, like, I was like, really? How could you possibly think 25 years? You didn't know me when I was 10. Like, you know what I mean? But that's just who you are, and you'll say that. You're like, yeah, about 10 years ago this happened, and it was, like, in 1996. Right.
But I know I've been,
But it's not, I'm not
I was exaggerating.
Chirping.
Probably closer to 20 than 15, though, no? No.
Whatever. Probably. Hey, Chris, do you generally find there's more or less traffic when you're late for work?
I don't see that question anywhere on the list. I think you just made it up, but we could move along. There was a little more if you want to know. Boat or motorcycle?
Motorcycle
for me.
For sure. Like, I like a boat, but motorcycle's a little easier.
When you were a kid, what silly thing were you deathly afraid of? Clowns.
Clowns, okay. Quicksand, flash floods, because people would always tell you, like, don't go near creeks when it's raining, So even if it was, like, drizzling, I'd be like, oh, I can't go near the creek.
Really? Never.
When I was a little kid.
For sure.
The crack in between the floor and the elevator, you were on.
Still frightening to me. I always grip my keys and my phone so they don't fall on my pocket.
Well, I dropped a G.I. Joe.
Oh, no.
And he landed right across it. Like, he was laying out. He was like, I'm not going down today.
It's G.I. Joe. He's not going down.
There's no way.
He would have pulled you out of there if you fell in. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Why?
Like, pretty much anywhere, because I could.
I've always wanted to see Japan, so I'd probably say Japan.
I like learning interesting things, trying different cultures' foods and stuff like that. So, I mean, pretty much anywhere if you offered me a trip, unless it was like a war zone, I'd be like, let's go.
Don't read it. Should I save my good question for the 8 a.m. session?
No, you should ask it now.
Those 8 a.m.ers talk so much garbage about you 6 a.m.ers, man. It's unbelievable.
They're saying those 6 a.m.ers, they have terrible questions. But that's the 8 a.m. people. We would never say anything like that about you.
Just listening to yesterday's podcast, which, by the way, you can get every day on iTunes or anywhere else you get podcasts. Mm-hmm. I wanted to add, back in high school, I lent a friend a bathing suit and he never gave it back. And I haven't talked to him since.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about it. Would you lend a bathing suit to a friend and then wear it after? And myself and Jason said, of course we would.
Yeah.
And then Jamie told a story about how one of his friends did and gave it back with
a little racing stripe.
Don't do it.
Just do it.
Don't do it.
Most of your friends, hopefully, aren't going to soil the bathing suit you give them.
And most of your friends, if they're good friends, if they did soil
they would
give it a little wash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. They wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, let me just take this home. I'll give it back to you.
Let me wash it for you. No, unnecessary. Yeah. No. Honestly, let me wash.
It's true. Like, if you borrow someone's towel at hockey or whatever sport, you should go home and wash it and bring it back.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Sure.
Even a jersey from hockey, I'll take it home and bring it back. No, it's not.
That's a little much.
Can you guys replay your bit where you were fundraising at the Amazon distribution center? It's one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, wow. At Christmas?
That's very kind.
When we were Winnebagging?
Yeah, Winnebagging. That was for the food. That was for our food drive at Christmas. And we were just parked outside. We drove by Amazon and we're yelling at Bezos to donate because he's so rich. And then Jamie peed on their property. behind the Winnebag. It was across the street.
He probably owns that too.
Yeah, probably.
Who, Bezos?
But doesn't he own?
Yeah. He might even own your house. You don't even know.
All six of them?
Yep. Yeah, all six.
I'm secretly like Chris Bezos.
Yeah, that's you. Why didn't you want to ask us to ask the question about
No. That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Auto what? World famous trivia contest involving 5 questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back to any question, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Patrick on the phone.
Howdy boy, how you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
We're good. Are you ready to play the game?
I sure am.
Best of luck to you and that big old brain.
All right, Patrick, your time will begin after I ask the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. city has more dogs than children?
Pass.
What color jacket do you get for winning the Masters?
Green.
On the Tim Hortons app, how many points do you need for a free tea or coffee?
200.
Who is Ottawa's medical officer of health?
Tammy something.
Is Wyatt Earp a better movie than Tombstone?
No.
What U.S. city has more dogs than children?
Texas? Houston, Texas.
Yeah, your time is up, my friend.
Yeesh.
We'll go over your answers.
You got the opinion one right, so, I mean, that's all that matters to me.
is Wyatt Earp a better movie than Tombstone? You said no. That's correct.
Hell Tombstone no should be the answer.
Yeah, Tombstone, much better movie.
Oh, my goodness. Night and day.
Who is Ottawa's medical officer of health? You said Tammy something. actually Dr. Vera Etches. I think you may have been thinking of the of Dr. Teresa Tam. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Tim Hortons app, how many points do you need for free tea or coffee? You said 200. The answer here is 70.
It's 77. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What color jacket do you get for winning the Masters, which starts today? You said green. That's correct. And the U.S. city that has more dogs than children, you said Texas, because that's your first answer. The actual answer is San Francisco. If you're going to San
Francisco. Well, Pat, you sound like a lovely fellow, but unfortunately, you are not victorious today.
Well, thank you very much, lad.
No problem. You enjoy your day.
Have a good one.
Stay safe.
You as well.
Okay. Ah! He did not know his stuff.
No, he did not know his stuff at all.
Tammy something.
Tammy something.
At least you made a guess.
Sure. Yeah. We'll try again tomorrow.
Can't score if you don't shoot, right?
Yes, that it might is. Have
been,
well, you can.
Might
you
have
can
been just
bounce off your stick. You could be sure, standing in front of the net. I've scored lots of those. But that's my goal.
Yeah.
It's my goal. What do you mean? Well, hit me in the shin on the way in. It's my goal.
Mine. I got it.
Got it.
There's a name for guys like that.
Yeah.
A chiseler.
Is that what I am?
Yeah. You a chisel. No, it's me. Got my stick on it.
I only get like two a season. Can I have the one that bounced off my kneecap and into the net, please? Thank you.
I don't know.
If we ever get to play hockey again.
Yeah, probably never.
Never.
My equipment will just sit in my basement and rot.
Mine's been in the bag since last.
Oh, no. At least mine's been dry. Yeah,
it's probably awful. So awful. But
probably so covered in mold.
We'll try Ottawa again tomorrow. All right? Right here on Jonas. The Biggs and Barr Show.
Today's a good day because not only is it going to be nice and sunny in 22, but it's also Draw a Bird Day.
It is. And we,
sometimes we like to have fun, you know? Yeah.
Sure. I like my bird. Don't give anything away about the birds because we have to have people judge them, right?
It's tough. It's tough to talk about them without giving any away. Right.
Well, is it on the Facebook page yet? Shortly?
Yeah.
So on the Shea Facebook page, there'll
like
be
2 seconds,
three pictures of different drawings of birds. One done by myself, Jason, one by my friend Chris.
Okay,
one by my friend Jamie.
Hmm.
And they're all there. What did you label them as? 1, 2, 3.
A, B, and C.
Okay. So you can go there and vote for A, B, and or C.
Yeah.
Well, you can only vote for one. So A, B, or C.
Yeah.
And then in about an hour or so, we shall tally the votes and see who won.
We like to have artist competitions on this show sometimes. It all started from...
They're all very different.
Jamie claiming that he was robbed at his local IGA coloring contest as a child. So we used to have coloring contests. Jamie didn't win a single one.
Not one.
We did like 13, and I think he lost every one.
Yeah.
So we like to go head-to-head in the art department sometimes. And so we've each drawn a bird. No, the only stipulation was we all had to use just paint.
Yeah.
Just Microsoft Paint or whatever.
That's it, yeah. So it's paint 3D now, right?
That was this one. There is another. Yeah, but this was paint 3D.
Paint 3D. Okay.
Only one of us chose to use the 3D side of it.
Right.
Which kind of is cheating, but not really.
It is not. Everyone used the same app. We all had the same access to everything.
Okay. The more we talk, we're going to give away who's
could have been
who's.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have been Jamie. Could have been me. But one of us used the app to its close to its full potential.
So if you're at home today listening, or if you're going to an empty office or whatever and you have time, jump on the Shea Facebook page. Please comment. Vote on who you think, which letter A, B, or C is the best. And they're all very different.
Yeah.
They're all very,
you know, they're all good in their own way.
Yeah. I think by knowing, if you know our characters, you can probably.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Narrow down who's.
But, maybe. It might be tough.
Yeah. Yeah. wow. Those are awful. All right.
But Straw Bird Day. So if you're looking for something to do, if you're bored, you're locked down, you're at home, you got some kids you need something to do with, and they don't want to learn new math or whatever it is they learn now, have them draw bird.
Do your own and put it in the comments.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
I mean, just let's all draw birds. Sure. Why not? What else are you doing today? You're not doing anything more important than drawing a bird.
No.
You know? But that's on the Shea Facebook page right now. We will spread it along the other social, too. If you,
I like all of them. I really do.
What's got you, Jamie? What's got you?
I can't say. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
I honestly do. I like all of them. Like, they all have merit. and not even just being nice. Because, you know, I'm not always nice just for the sake of nice.
One looks like if you had a mascot bird.
Okay.
One looks like... just a nightmare fuel, like right out of like some sort of. And
one's like a mythological bird.
Yeah. One's very, very mythological. So, see what?
It's lungs.
sort of.
It's like a cross section of a bird.
Yeah.
This will be a fun time.
Yeah.
we'll count the votes later. All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We're going to tops a little bit again this week.
Oh, yeah.
Different sort of tops this week. Normally, it's just us, I mean, with your input, but we don't have an opinion this week because it's not about us, which is weird. Like, we can't experience it because we don't have government jobs, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, our tops for this week, if you do not know, is top five things government workers do to avoid work.
Yes.
You know, in a lighthearted friendly way with our government employee friends.
We did get a good email.
Yeah.
My sister worked, had a co-op with our federal government about 20 years ago. She used to come in on a Friday morning, turn her desk lamp on, and then leave to come back to Toronto for the weekend. She would return Monday afternoon, lamp was still on, and no one knew she was gone. 4-day weekends every weekend.
But they just walked by. She must be here.
Still in there.
That's great.
Like George Costanza's car in the parking lot, right? And we slept at work.
Somebody yesterday also said that they flipped their mouse over.
Oh, yeah.
Put a sticky pad thing above the laser and then put a fan so it blows the sticky pad. So the laser, the computer thinks the mouse is moving. Yeah.
Incredible.
So we got some Dougie lines, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I had this friend who would compile all her sick days and because you have to take sick days, apparently. And she would end up having long weekends every single weekend in the summer because of it. Go government. Bye.
Yeah. Smart.
I mean, if you got to use your sick days, you got to use them, right?
That's just using the system to your advantage.
It is, yeah. Any more doggies or...
This one, not from this city, but you can tell it's a government job.
So, top five things government workers do to waste time. I used to work for a city, not Ottawa, but I won't say what city. I hope no one I know hears this. I had an app on my phone that showed when the canal bridges would go up for the boats to cross under. Shortly before the bridge went up, I'd cross the canal, do what I had to do on the other side, and conveniently get caught at the bridge. It takes a while for those boats to go through, maybe 30 minutes. I could have gone to a different bridge, but government work.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you're timing the bridges to delay.
Oh, let me go this way. Bridge is going to be up. Amazing.
It wasn't government employee, but he used to work construction, and the guy that was my senior, we had like 5 or 6 sites in the area, and he would spend 90% of the day just driving from one site
gotta
to
check
the next.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I gotta go get a shovel. Why don't you give it a pickup truck? Why don't you just carry it around the back of your... No, I left it at the other site.
Yeah.
Take him an hour to go there and back. All day he did that. But yeah, any other little government job avoidance tips that you guys have going on? We'd love to hear them on our Dougie line, please.
Yeah, 613-216-3849, 216-Dougie.
And we'll wrap it up tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106. With...
best call wins.
Just call us for any reason at all and accept to ask us for something, and we will judge what the best call of the day is, and you win. It's that simple.
Okay, we got Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good, good. Why are you calling?
So I'm calling because I listen to you guys every morning when I drive into work, and which I'm doing right now. And I want to say I respect all of you. You're really entertaining. And Chris, I want to shout out that you mentioned you have an autistic son.
I do.
I work with autistic children or special needs children. I'm an educational assistant in the school system.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, they just light up my life. Yes. I love what I do. Yeah, they're really awesome. So,
that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, and, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to you guys. You really are, you put some light into these dark days.
Wow, that's nice to hear.
Very nice.
To say. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
oh,
hold
no.
on. Hold on, you might win. You never know.
Thanks for the work you do.
Yeah,
my son's nice. Two EAs at his school are probably like two of the best people I know in like the world. Like they're both really amazing.
You mean besides Jamie and me, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's tough work they do, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Hi. Good morning,
Joe.
Good morning. That was a touching call.
Yeah, yeah. People are nice, sure. Joe. What? Why are you calling for best call wins?
I just want to let you know I'm retiring tomorrow. I'm going to get hammered tonight.
Nice. What is your poison of choice?
It's spring, so it's still into rye.
Okay, right, doing rye in the spring.
What are you retiring from?
Canada Post.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Were you a carrier?
No, actually, well, I carried for a little while, but then I became a truck driver for the last 15 years.
Nice. Well, thanks for getting our packages and letters to us for all these years.
Congratulations on your retirement. Well,
thank you very much. I'm going to enjoy myself at the cottage for the rest of my life.
There you go.
That's a good plan. That sounds like a great plan.
And make sure you call us when you're drunk tonight. That'd be great. Leave a message on the Dougie line, 613-216-3849.
We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll hear it. Hold on.
Good work. Nice to hear people. You know,
sure.
Something to look forward to after grinding it out for decades. Now he finally gets to sit back, put his feet up, and drink some rye.
We got Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why are you calling for best call wins?
Oh, it's such a gorgeous day here. I've gotten on before, and I've talked about the future and stuff like that. But now we are actually living the future. We are in it. We got the 20-degree weather. The sun is shining. I'm actually on my way to work, so I'm going to miss out on the good weather today. But I had it yesterday, which is very good.
That's the past. Yeah.
That was the past. Yeah.
Like you're actually calling in the present.
Right.
Like you're not calling in the future. You know that, right?
No, I've called and texted you guys before.
From the future? From the future?
On the what?
From the future.
No, not from the future. Oh, okay. No, I remember the last time I was thinking about the future, about better times.
Oh, okay. I see.
And
what
you guys mentioned a time machine, and I'm like, no, you're losing me here.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about better times.
I'm not sure we're the ones losing.
Yeah, sorry we lost you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't lose me. You got me because I ended up doing good that day.
From the future.
Well, you keep time jumping. It's hard to keep up with what you got going on there, but we'll try to. We thank you for calling from the future, and we hope it's as nice as today's going to be.
Okay, hold on, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like crazy.
No. Mark. He's just having a good time.
Mark calling from the future. The other person hung up, so this line is ringing. I don't know.
Let's see. It's a wild card up this morning. Hi, good morning, Shay. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Patty. How are you?
Hey, Patty. We're great. Why are you calling for best call wins?
Yesterday, checking out your website to go in to buy a T-shirt. I guess this is your theme this morning. Saw the video of Chris and his son. Wanted to say, touch me, bought like three T-shirts, and just wanted to throw that out there for a little more advertising for you guys.
Amazing. Oh, thanks
very
much, Patty.
Thank you.
Patty's talking about the Shea Unique T-shirts that we're selling, correct, giving the proceeds to the CHEO Autism Department.
Yeah, for our Shea Stave campaign for the month of April, all proceeds are going to the autism program at CHEO. And I'm glad my son inspires some folks to do some things. He inspires me.
For sure.
To shake my fist.
You son of a...
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, this is going to be tough to decide because we had Patty.
A lot of nice
Patty
vibes.
Was nice there, and Susan, who was talking about all that nice stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe's retiring, and then there's Mark from the future. We could probably cross off Mark.
Right? I'll tell you what, boys.
Well, how are we going to get him a shirt in the future or a prize pack in the future?
Yeah, for sure.
It's impossible. Already knows.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I think the nice weather brings out people's nice attitudes.
It's
would
true.
You? Would you disagree?
It does,
yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Who says that? Would you disagree? Would
well,
you
we
agree?
Had a little grimy weather. We were noticing the earlier, the, like last week, the calls were on fire. People were in the best mood. Then, of course, lockdown was announced, you know, and everyone was mad about that, and the weather was grimy. But now people are like, you know what? Whatever. It's sunny today. I'm going to have a great day. So I don't know. What do we do? What do we do, guys? Who are we giving it to?
Tough. Joe's already getting a prize because he's retiring.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. And then it's between Susan and Patty, who said real nice things and bought shirts and stuff. Do we have two prizes? Can we give them each a prize?
We sure can.
Oh, look at that, eh?
Yeah.
Look at us, huh?
You know why? You know why?
Why?
The sun is just a beaming.
We feel good.
The sun is just a beaming. All right, well, you both win. Congrats. Okay.
I would put them both on the other side, but I'm afraid I might cut them both off. Yeah.
So they've already too much niceness for one morning as it is.
Making me feel a bit icky, but in a good way.
Yeah. We're just not used to people being
just
nice.
Makes,
that's all.
Makes us a little uncomfortable. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. We love it. But it's like, what else do you say? How do you chirp someone who's being nice?
No, you can't.
You just can't.
No, of course not.
You can't.
Both very nice people.
Yeah.
Susan and Patty, thank you very much.
You two, though. Human garbage. Absolutely human.
Thanks.
Garbage.
Well, at least I could draw.
Jason's referring to our draw a bird contest, which you can go vote on Facebook right now, because we're going to wrap that up coming up. Plus, we'll do another round of answer question time. And a lady who didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I say lies. Lies, I say.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
This story I came across, I think this might be my problem. Maybe your guys, too. This woman thought she had put on, like, some COVID weight, like all of us.
Oh.
Turns out, it was a baby.
Come on.
Yes. So,
now, normally, these people sound like complete and utter fools when you hear them speak. This woman doesn't. She sounds like a fairly coherent person.
She thought she was passing a kidney stone.
Right, because it hurt.
Had a baby.
Yeah, in the toilet. Toilet baby.
Like, and birthed a baby. Here, listen to her.
Birthed?
Isn't that...
I did feel a little, like, flutters, I suppose. But I just kind of thought it was gas. I didn't know what it was. I'm in the middle of the archway of the bathroom, screaming, freaking out. If you look back at it now, like, you see there were signs that said, okay, missed menstrual cycle, but that was always normal for me. And the weight gain, but I just hopped on keto and I said, okay, well, then maybe it's my own fault. It's the COVID-15. Even in the ambulance ride, I was like, how did this happen? Like, I mean, I know how it happened.
Right.
But I mean, like, really?
I don't believe a second of it. I don't believe a second of it.
No?
I don't. Come on.
I mean, your wife's been pregnant, Jason.
My wife's been pregnant. There's no way that you don't know you're pregnant.
But
you just read
the story. Melissa, this is the lady's name. She has MS. She has multiple sclerosis. She has like random pain all the time, right? So
yeah, but something's growing inside. Like I know. I haven't had a baby. So myself,
is right? Is she?
But there's no way.
Like if I eat a lot of steak, I know the reason.
Yeah.
Why I feel gross there.
Is she
super fat?
Average size?
Average size.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not like a super fat lady.
Not something where like you wouldn't notice maybe that much 20, 25 pound gain or something like that.
Just looks like a regular, person.
There's no way. I don't buy it.
They do have there was a show on what used to be called The Learning Channel, which is now just TLC, which has 90 Day Fiancé and stuff. But it was called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant or something like that. It's a whole...
I don't believe it.
It's a whole series based on women who just have babies I don't buy it either.
I can't speak.
It is tough to believe. I'm a man,
so I can't. Yeah. Obviously, I am not an expert in women health issues, but I don't believe. I can't fathom you have something growing inside you and you not know it.
If you've watched any of that show that used to be on TLC, the doctors do explain that it is quite possible.
Mm.
But I mean, I hear you. It sounds like a. Like, it shouldn't be possible.
Is the baby healthy? Like, everything's fine?
Everybody's fine.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't a huge baby. It was a.
Like, I don't know the motives why you would pretend you didn't know. I don't know the motives for it. I don't want to, like, put things in.
She sounds
like she's a lovely person. But
she doesn't look like she's trying to get money or publicity out of it or anything like that. It's just a very small news story, and that's it.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Great story for the kid, though, eh?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, the toilet baby.
Yeah.
We didn't even know you existed until you were in our hands. We didn't plan you. We can't say you were a mistake because we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know.
And your first glimpse into this world was into a toilet bowl.
So anytime that kid does anything remotely good, it'd be like, hey, listen, look how far you've come. You were literally born in a toilet.
Started from the bottom. Yeah.
Now look what you've done. Look at this artwork we found hung on the fridge for you. Speaking of artwork.
Yeah. Don't forget to swing by the Shape Facebook page and vote on our bird drawings because we're going to wrap that up soon. It's International Draw Bird Day, and we are competing head-to-head. Someone clearly is in the lead. But,
there's one that's clearly in the lead.
We're not going to tip our cap to who is who yet.
It's good fun. Draw a bird today if you're feeling bored.
Yeah, why not? What else are you doing?
When's the last time you drew a bird? Come on.
Probably never for most folks.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Why doesn't Tim Hortons cut their sandwiches when you get them to go? Great question. It drives me nuts, too.
They don't?
They cut their grilled cheese, but they don't cut their, like, regular, like, turkey club or whatever.
They used to.
I know, but they don't now. I'm driving.
Does it make it a bit easier to eat when you drive, or is it easier to have the whole sandwich?
It's easier to have a half sandwich, like a little more manageable. So there's a big, floppy, open sandwich while you're driving around, you know? You can do your Dukes of Hazzard jumps. Tomato's going to slide out of that turkey club if you got a full sandwich.
Why does my back always hurt? Are you over the age of 25?
Yeah.
And that's why.
If it's just a little bit of pain, you might want to, like, get it fixed before it's a lot of pain. Because, you know, go figure out what's going on back there.
In all honesty, it may have something to do with your feet.
There is a lot of people that have,
See a chiropractor or something, and then you get some orthotics for your shoes. Could make a huge difference.
Your posture is a big deal with it. You're carrying too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reasons. But it sucks.
But generally, if you're above 25, you're going to have a sore back.
Yeah.
You know, from doing something for somebody. Whether it's your job or you did it for free.
Have you ever waited for a stop sign to turn green? Yes, I have.
Have you?
I have. I've been stopped at a green light. I've just stopped staring there. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? Yeah. Go.
That's too tired to be driving.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have waited for a stop sign to turn. What do you think you're much better at than you actually are?
I don't know.
That's a bit of self-realization that's hard to pinpoint, right?
Yeah, because usually, I mean, if you're not a total idiot, you're pretty aware of what you're good
at. Probably driving.
You're not.
I probably think I'm a better driver than I am. I think I'm pretty good. Like, I'm skilled.
Oh, I'm a good driver.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm way worse at parking than I am at driving.
Really, eh?
Yeah, I've never been a good parker.
Are we living in a simulation?
Maybe.
Yes.
Sure.
And when everyone listens to this show, it'll end and we'll go back to reality. So tell everyone you know that they need to listen to this radio program to end the simulation.
Have any of you seen the documentary Seaspiracy on Netflix? I would consider it a must-see for you and your Shay listeners, especially if you eat fish or seafood. No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. I mean, what are we supposed to eat then?
It's not that...
everything's bad for you. No,
it's not that the fish is bad for you. It's the fishing the habits of these fishing. I don't know. I hope the point of it is that we just need to be more reasonable with our consumption of things, not to expect the planet to stop eating fish.
Right.
That doesn't seem realistic to me. The problem with those that are fighting for good causes like this is that they want super extreme measures,
right,
which you're never going to convince everyone to do.
You also might want to stop throwing, like, your plastic bottles and stuff in the water.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That sucks.
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't be better to our planet, of course.
We should all be better to the planet. You know?
A lot of questions about me being late.
Yeah, why does Chris think he's too good for a plug-in alarm clock?
Do you have a plug-in one?
I do.
You don't use it?
I used to charge my... You mean to charge the phone?
No, like an actual old-school alarm clock.
No, I have an alarm clock beside... Yeah, right, but I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I have one that I've set. Well, actually, that's a lie. I had my wife set it because I had trouble.
I don't understand. There's too many. Why don't I just have whatever?
It's true.
But it does wake me up every day. A regular standard old alarm clock, and my phone is my backup alarm.
But what's the difference if I use the? Oh, okay. It's because you have a backup, I guess.
Yeah,
or I could just be late, and then we have something to talk about all morning.
Maybe they meant, like, are you too good to plug in your phone, too?
Oh, maybe.
My wife got the two little pad chargers that you put in your...
Right.
They were on sale. She got them for like an awesome price. And they're pretty handy that I can just drop my phone beside me and it charges.
Yeah.
As opposed to having to look in the dark for the charge cord everywhere. But yeah.
Does it have to be plugged in?
Yeah, but I don't have to plug it in constantly.
No, I guess.
Here's the last question. Why don't they have a separate town for...
trying to make a smart point there. Just sound like an idiot.
Reading the question.
Why don't they have a separate town for stupid people? They do. It's called Toronto.
Nice dig there. Nice cross-province dig. Yeah, nice. Keep that Ottawa-Toronto competition going.
Rivalry.
Yeah. I could name way worse towns than Toronto. Yeah. Like five in like 2 seconds. All right, but that is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Biggs and Barr.
Hi there. We've got a couple things we got to do. We got payday coming up, so your chance to win $100 coming up shortly. But
we're not going to give you the word yet because it's not time and it'll be ineffective for you to text that yet.
We do have to wrap up our international draw bird day competition.
Yeah, that's right.
And we hope you also participate in your own time if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But we each drew a bird on paint, like not in actual paint on the computer, the program. And we posted them on the Facebook and the Instagram for you guys to vote on who drew the best bird. It was obvious right out of the gate who was going to win, mostly because he cheated. But
did I cheat?
Well.
So.
Well, what?
So, Jason, there's three birds. If you haven't been to the Facebook page, they're all in the same post. A, B, and C. A is Jamie's bird.
Mm. Right.
Because we've wrapped the voting. It's a, it looks
a
like
crow?
Is it a crow?
It's a play on a crow.
A raven, maybe?
Maybe it's the blackbird.
But does a raven have a black beak, though?
There's a blackbird singing in the dead of night, so it's a blackbird.
Okay.
All right. Looks like a mascot.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
The head is the same size as the body, and the wings are not big enough to fly that weighty body anywhere.
It's one of your better drawings. Some of your best work.
What?
There, James. For him. I don't mean for, like, humanity. Like, for Jamie, it's good.
All right. It looks, I know, I would have known it was yours immediately because it looks like a mascot, and you love mascots more than anything in the world.
Subconsciously, everything I draw is a mascot.
I think it is.
Fair.
Very mascot-y.
Can't argue with you.
B... which is our winner, clearly, was by Jason.
That's my bird, yeah.
And even though it's just the head of a bird.
Yeah, portrait, you didn't do the full
the bust.
And you used a lot of the 3D options.
Which we all had options to use. We all use Paint 3D, so.
But none of us have ever used it before.
Me either.
The hair on the bird looks like you put Play-Doh in a garlic press.
Yeah it
and
does.
It came out like that.
It does. Yeah, so. I don't know how that, it looks the least like an actual bird you would see in nature.
It's like also an advantage, Chris, because his bird looks, you can tell what it sounds like. Hey!
Yeah.
Like when you see Jason's bird.
Hey there, I'm Jason's bird.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah.
And then I try to do some sort of phoenix.
No, I like them all.
No, mine's awful. It looks like its heart's on the outside of his body. Or lungs or something. But
someone asked if it was mid-autopsy.
Yeah, it's not the best bird. It's not the best.
It's not your best bird. You've done great coloring. But yeah, so I won. Thank you so much.
Yeah, You clearly won. And it's close, but I'll give Jamie second on this one.
It might be close. Yeah, we didn't actually go to the bother of counting.
No. Well, because it was obvious you'd won. Yeah, so sure. we just the other two of us quit on it. Because we're like,
fun times, though,
stupid.
Yeah. Fun times.
But yeah, so there you go. If you want to go see the birds, you can still vote or add your own. We've asked people to draw your own bird.
You draw your own bird. We'd love
to
see it.
Comments, but nobody has done that yet. So, you know what? You don't want to have fun? You don't like fun? Then fine.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
Is it time for the payday word yet?
In about 14 seconds.
Okay. I guess fun's just for the birds then. Yeah.
For the birds.
I guess.
Hey!
Yeah. What is Jason's bird? That's exactly what
it
sounds like.
Hey, I'm Jason's bird.
Yeah, that's a great interpretation.
All right.
Clearly, my art was effective.
The Biggs and Barr Show.